Hello dear students, today in this session we are going to learn about adverbs. So at the end of this session you will be able to understand and define what is an adverb, and you will be able to use adverbs in sentences. So let's begin. Let us define what is an adverb. An adverb is a word which describes a verb, an adjective, or another adverb. It gives more meaning or information to a sentence. It also, an adverb describes how, when, and where an action takes place. So let us see some examples. I decorate nicely. So in this example, I is a subject, decorate is a verb, and nicely is an adverb. So in this sentence, nicely is giving more information about decorate, a verb. So nicely is an adverb. Let us see another example. She looks very beautiful. So in this sentence, she is a pronoun, looks is a verb, beautiful is an adjective, and the word very, it is describing the adjective beautiful. So here very is giving more information about an adjective beautiful. So very is an adverb. Now let us move to the third example. I decorate myself very nicely. So in this sentence, I is a pronoun, decorate is a verb, myself is also pronoun, and very is also adverb, and nicely also adverb. So in this sentence, nicely is an adverb, and the word very, it is describing the adverb nicely. So very, here in this sentence, adverb is describing another adverb. So an adverb is a word which describes a verb, an adjective, or another adverb. Now for this year, you have three types of adverbs. So the first type is adverb of manner. So what is adverb of manner? Adverb of manner tells us how an action takes place. And most of the adverbs are ending in ly letter. So let us see some examples. She walks slowly. He sings sweetly. The boy entered the room silently. So in these example, she walks slowly. She is a pronoun, it is a subject in this sentence, and walks is a verb. So how does she walk? She walks slowly. So slowly is an adverb. It gives more information about the verb walk. He sings sweetly. How does he sing? He sings sweetly. So in which manner he sings? He sings sweetly. So what is sweetly? Sweetly is adverb of manner. Now let us move to the next type, that is adverb of yes, that is adverb of place. So adverb of place tells where an action takes place. It tells where an action takes place. For example, she went upstairs. He is standing near the wall. Rahul left his umbrella here. So in these examples, she went upstairs. Where did she go? She went upstairs. So the word upstairs giving more information about the verb went. It indicates the place. Where did she go? She went upstairs. So what is upstairs in this sentence? It is adverb of place. So the next example, he is standing near the wall. So he is standing near the wall. In this example, near is an adverb and it gives more information about the verb standing. Okay, where does he stand? He is standing near the wall. So near is adverb of place. Now let us move to the third type, that is adverb of time. So what are adverbs of time? Adverb of time tells us when an action takes place. It tells us when an action takes place. So let us see examples. I will buy a computer tomorrow. So in this sentence, I is a subject, that is pronoun. Will is a helping verb. Buy is a base form of the verb. A, it is an article. Computer, it is a noun. And tomorrow, it is an adverb. So in this sentence, tomorrow is giving more information or additional information about the verb buy. I will buy a computer tomorrow. So when will I buy a computer? I will buy a computer tomorrow. So tomorrow is adverb of time. It indicates the time. Now let us move to the next example. The guest came yesterday. So in this sentence, the guest came yesterday. If you ask a question like this, when did the guest come? So you will get the answer yesterday. So this yesterday word is giving more information about the verb came. So when did the guest come? The guest came yesterday. So yesterday, it is indicating the time when an action happened. So yesterday is an adverb. Okay, now let us see last example. They are completing their homework now. They are completing their homework now. So in this example, verb is completing. So the word now, it is giving information about the verb completing. When are they completing their homework? They are completing their homework now. So the verb adverb now, it is indicating the time when the action is going to complete. So now is an adverb of time. So dear students, I hope you understood what is an adverb and its three types. So see you in next session. Till then, bye. Take care.